Oh, give the Lord praise in the house today. What a great day this right here is. Say right here, right now. This is the greatest season. Think about what you're saying and take it. This is the greatest day of my life. You will never see tomorrow. You'll never see tomorrow. You will never see tomorrow. They say tomorrow never comes. You'll never see it. So anything that you're putting off for tomorrow will never come. Because if your mind is encompassed by things happening at a time you're not in, how could you possibly see it happen? Faith doesn't see things like that. There is no tomorrow in faith. Faith is today. And God created us to live by faith every single day, regardless of who you are, regardless of what you think or how you believe. Our lives are built on faith. Everyone, we're created to live by faith. It's our design. It's how we are made. We have to believe. You believe for one thing, or you work really hard for one thing, for a position, and you get that position. Then it takes the same amount of faith to believe you're going to maintain that position, that you're going to do well in that position. That position is going to be what you hope for. You never get away from faith. So if you would just learn to enjoy living by faith, you will learn to enjoy your life today. And how great it is to be able to enjoy the moment at hand. I get to enjoy this moment right here, right now, this moment at hand. And you get to be satisfied. God wants you to be satisfied. God isn't an angry God. He isn't a mean God. He's a good God. And He loves more than you could ever fathom, no matter how hard you try. And He loves you specifically that way. And He's so present with us. You know, our worship doesn't bring the presence of the Lord in. Our worship brings us into His presence. He's always present. This is a day. It's such a life changer to realize that there isn't really anything at all to wait for. God has given us the perfect order of every single day. Every single day has its perfect order. You can take your seats this morning. Every single day. Now, it can preach pretty well, but it's more true than it preaches. Every single day. Every single day! Yeah. Every single day. Every single day. Every single day! No matter how you say it, every single day has its perfect order. We live in a society where we are told constantly how imperfect the world is and how imperfect we are and how nothing is perfect and no one is perfect. And I perfectly disagree. When God created what is, He blessed it, not just then, but He blessed it then and forever. Because the blessing of the Lord remains. When God blesses a thing, it is blessed. And whether or not you walk in it is dependent not on what God does again, but what you do with what He has done. With what you do with what He has done. With what you do with what He has done. You have the ability to think, to believe, to act, to respond for a very specific reason. God created you to be in fellowship with Him. Pretty simple, right? God created us to be in fellowship with Him. But the very things that draw us into fellowship with God. Oftentimes we speak against, we rebuke, or we resist. A lot of times God's doing something in your life you just don't like. You don't care for it. So you say you hate it, or you call it the devil, or you fight against it, or you rebuke it. But the Word teaches us to be single-minded. In other words, know what you believe and stand in what you believe, right? It's very difficult to move forward in life if you don't have a foundation on which you stand and what you believe. You can't be, as Paul said, tossed to and fro by every thought, every idea, or every form or wind of doctrine. He says this kind of person is unstable in all their ways. And let not that person think they will receive anything of God. So you can think, oh, God is thinking, if you can't get it right, then I'm not giving you anything. No, what the Scripture is saying is what God has given, you'll never see. You'll never know. You'll never be aware of, because when it comes to you via the requirements, and there are requirements because we're alive, we're created to be obedient to God by faith in who He is, not works. It's not anything we try to do. It's what we get to do. And in response to the Word of God by faith is our activity. It's our relationship with the Father. And if you're constantly rebuking it because it doesn't feel like what you want, you're missing the whole thing. You're missing the point. You're missing the blessing. You're missing the impartation. You're missing the prophecy. We like prophecy because prophecy, we are hopeful, is always about this is going to happen and it's going to turn out wonderful. This is going to take place and it's going to turn out wonderful. And really that is prophecy, because prophecy is the revelation of Jesus Christ and He's incredibly wonderful. But you have to have a foundation upon which you stand. Believers need a foundation. Jesus is called the foundation. He's also called the cornerstone, meaning this is the first stone of your life. If you were to build a home, back in the day, and today we do it similar, but you would get a perfect, you'd get a stone as perfectly straight and level as you could, because it's called the head of the corner, meaning based on this one stone, the entire house is going to take on its architecture. It's going to take on its design. So if you want a crooked house, lay down a crooked stone. And then everything you do in the house is going to have to be adjusted to something that is imperfect. But if you lay it, the perfect stone, correctly, and you lay it straight, and it is straight, then the rest of the house follows the line of that straight edge, and your house is level. We need a level house. You need a level mind. You have to have a level foundation. And here is the foundation that tells you this is the day God has made, and I have been given the right to rejoice and be glad in it. As a matter of fact, it's exactly what I should do to set the right composure, to set the right attitude, the right spirit. I need to rejoice in this day because God made it. And I need to be glad in it. That's the foundation. I also need to believe my steps are ordered of the Lord. How many believe that your steps are ordered of the Lord? How many of you out there believe your steps are ordered of God? Because if they're not, you need to acknowledge that God has ordered your steps today. He is very mindful of you. You may not be mindful of Him. It's just like, have you ever been around someone? They were right there, they were talking, but you weren't mindful of them. You had your mind on something else. So when they finished, they may have said, do you know what I mean? And you would say, no, I don't know what you mean. How could you not know what I mean? I've been standing here telling you all this time. You said, because I wasn't paying attention. I didn't acknowledge you. I had my mind elsewhere. God is so present, or you would be dead right now. He is the way. He is the truth. He is their life. And nothing exists outside of the forum, outside of the reality of God. You are alive today, regardless of what you consider your life to be, because God has given you life today. Very simple. Very simple foundation. It's important you get this so you can get what's coming. We're not getting what's coming to us. We're getting what God has given to us. If we got what we deserve, well, then you'd have a reason to be sad. But we don't get what we deserve. We get what God has given us because He made you. He has taken responsibility for you, even your actions, even your disobedience. He has taken responsibility for that. It's pretty awesome, right? I mean, how many of you have had someone do something it was real wrong? It was bad. You didn't want to be blamed for it, so they did it. You know what I'm saying? They did it. I didn't do it. They did it. Well, God didn't say, I didn't do it. They did it. God says, I love you. I'll take it. That's pretty awesome. That's a loving God, and that's exactly what God has done for you. So the very strict, very level, very straight foundation today is God loves you no matter what. No matter what. But in order to see who He is and what He has for you so you can live in it, you have to acknowledge Him by faith. And you have to believe He is a good God. He is a great God. He is an all-powerful God. He is a very present God. And you don't have to go looking for Him, but you have to seek Him. Interesting, right? I'm going to tell you why later, I hope. I hope I remember to tell you later. Here's the foundation. My steps are ordered of God. That's the foundation. If your steps are ordered of God, and this is the day that He has made, you should be very glad in it. If you're not, you're going to miss out on what God has for you, and then you're going to ask God to give it to you. God bless you, and good night. If you would hear what I'm saying, there is a perfect order to every single day. Perfect. Today, God has made. Okay? Here's your instructions from God in that day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Go ahead, rejoice and be glad in it. Now, some of you did, and some of you just sat there and stared at me like I wasn't talking to you. And that's not very nice. So let's try it again. This is the day that God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You just walked in the perfect order of the day. You just did it. Wasn't that easy? Wasn't that easy? Just don't ignore it. When you ignore a no, you're inviting disappointment. God created the earth, and He created you, and He said, this is a perfect day. He did that with Adam and Eve. He created it all. He said, this is very good, very good. When God says very good, it doesn't get any better. This is very good. Not it's better than it was. This is very good. This is perfect. And then God blessed it. You know it's good, very good, when God puts His seal of approval on it and He blesses it. And He blessed it. And there are yeses from God and there are noes from God. And we all like yeses. We all like it when we pray and ask God for something and we see it happen. We like that. But you have to keep in mind, here's our foundation. This is the day God has made. I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. Now let's take it a little bit deeper. What is God talking about specifically? He says, this is Christ revealed. Before the foundation of the world, Christ was with the Father, and Christ was the Word. Correct? Yep. God spoke what? The Word. Who is the Word? Christ. And He created the heavens and the earth. How did He make all things? Through Christ. And without Christ, not anything that was made was made. Christ was revealed by or as the Word in the beginning. The Word makes it very clear. In the beginning was God, right? And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. It's all right there. Christ. In Revelation's the end, we hear His name is called the Word of God. When Jesus walked on the earth, what did He say? What did He say about what He was doing? He said, I am saying what the Father has told me to say. I am doing what the Father is doing. What I have seen the Father do, I am doing. Who was He? The image of the Father. And how was he revealed? By and as the Word or the will of God. Real simple. So the Word of God is literally Jesus. Isn't that awesome? So if you disobey the Word of God, you are saying no to Jesus. It's very simple. And obeying the Word of God is the easiest thing in the world to do, because it's not by works, it's by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, that we do what God tells us to do. And if you take credit for it, you're not doing it right. You can't do the will of God except the will of God be in you. John said, no one can do anything except it is given to him of the Father. So you can't say it's hard to obey God. What you're saying is, I don't want to obey God. I want that to settle in. Because religion will tell you it's hard to serve the Lord. But God says you can be dead and serve me. He said, as a matter of fact, it's required. Lay down your life and I'll take it up for you. So it's no longer you that lives, but Christ that lives in you. Don't be telling me that it's hard to serve God, that it's hard to obey God. No, it's not. What's hard is disobeying God. What's hard is ignoring God. What's difficult is resisting God. That makes for a very difficult living. That's a hard life. What you're actually saying is, I don't like doing what's right. I don't like doing what I'm designed to do. And that is called sin. Because sin is disrespect to the order of God's will and design. And that's who you are. All things were created by him and for him and through him. And for his pleasure you were and you are created. So if it is the will of God that we were created by, and God said, let us make man. That's God's will, and you're created by the will of God. So in essence, you are the will of God. Say, I am the will of God. So how can it be easy to do what you are? It's not. It's the natural tendencies of the carnal mind, not your mind. The carnal mind, what is the carnal mind? Enmity. What does that mean? It doesn't want to do what God wants it to do. So why do you deal with it? Because God created you to have dominion. God said, let them have dominion. And God gave man the earth, didn't he? No, he didn't. He didn't give man the earth. Psalms 50, verse 12, God says, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. He said, the earth, the world is mine and all the fullness thereof. Psalms 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He never gave Adam and Eve the earth. He gave them dominion. That's what he gave them. He gave them his word. And he said, if you'll keep my word, you'll enjoy the garden. You get to live in the power of the garden. You know, the earth is a very powerful place. Now, come on, I didn't make you feel dumb. I didn't say no, like I normally do. I just asked a question. And why do you do that? Because it's important to pay attention to what you're reading. God never said, I'm giving you all the earth. He said, I've given you dominion. He said, I've given you fruit. You can eat the fruit of all the tree. But what God gave Adam and Eve and what he's given you today is his word. And in his word is dominion. So what did God say? Let them have, let's give them dominion. Let's give them the earth. But we act like it belongs to us, and it really doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and everything in it, it belongs to God. How good of God to say you can enjoy all of it without having to work for it, without having to create it. You can live in the blessing and the favor. You'll work, you'll labor, you'll do a lot of things, but it can be a lot easier to live if you will take what God has given. You see, joy, the secret to fulfillment, the secret to blessing isn't asking God to give you something that you don't have. The secret to joy and satisfaction And fulfillment is simply to take what he's already given you. Isn't that good? Thank you, Anton. And we live our life trying to get God to do something, and if something happens that we ask God for, we feel like he smiled on us in a special way. But that really isn't the case. God smiles on you when you're smiling at a no. Why would I do that? Remember the foundation? My steps are ordered of God. If it's a no, then that's the will of God. That's the word of God. And I'm happy with the will of God because I'd be a fool not to be. Simple. It's just really easy. We just think so upside down that when we're turned right side up, it's like, whoa. Have you ever stood on your head before? Remember doing that as a kid? Some of you still do it. And when you stand up, what happens? Whoa, it takes a minute. You were upside down. Why is right side up feel so weird? Because you've been upside down so long. But right side up is the way you're supposed to be. So God turns you right side up. A lot of religion, a lot of tradition teaches you to do things wrong, to think wrong, and then we fight against it. We fight against the will of God. But the foundation is my steps are ordered of the Lord. And God has given me every single thing that I need. What has he given you that you need? Faith and his word. And if you'll have faith in his word, you won't lack anything. And the most important thing is you'll have peace in your mind, which is the greatest of treasures. Because you can have everything and lack peace and feel like dying. Very wealthy people die because they have no peace. Very successful people, so they think, because people clamor at them and give them a lot of cash, want to die because they have no peace. They don't feel fulfilled. They feel empty. And they, no matter what they do, they can't fill that space, because that space belongs solely to God and nothing fills it. You can dump everything in it, but nothing fills it but God. Nothing but God fills that space. You could dump water in your lungs if they're empty. You could dump gasoline. You could dump food. You could dump anything in your lungs that you want. But the only thing that satisfies your lungs is oxygen. Ruach, breath, God's life. You need it to live. And it energizes the rest of your body. Without it, you die. You become incoherent. You pass out. You need life. That life is what that emptiness is for. It's God's life in you. You should watch my daughter's video. She does a great video on this. But we have to maintain the foundation at all times. This is the day God has made. When God's referring to that particular passage, what he's talking about is the introduction of Christ. Everything that Christ represents and what we're going to see him representing in the future. Everything that's going to take place in what is referred to a process of time. Not tomorrow, today, God's introducing to Adam and Eve, this is Christ, this is the foundation. Everything was created by him and through him. And if you keep the word, then you're keeping Christ. Pretty simple, right? Christ and the word are not separated, they're one. Keeping the word is keeping the order of Christ. And you can do that because you're made to do it. You're created to do it. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, he said, let us. Who's he talking to? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Let us create it. And they did. And God made you perfect. There is a perfect order to today, and you need to receive that. First step in order, I need Christ. I need the Holy Spirit. God has given it to me. He's filled me with his word. He's filled me with faith. He's given you faith. You have faith. All you have to do is use it. You've got it. You have it. You have as much as I have. Everyone has as much faith as anyone else has. No one has more faith than you have. A couple foundations of order. You'll never see tomorrow, so stop waiting for Jesus to come tomorrow. Jesus has come today. Okay? Done. Done. And however those glories are revealed each day that you are in, God knows. But to God, every day is a single day. It's just today. That's why I said, don't take any thought for tomorrow. It won't happen. This is the day that God has made. Say, we will do this and we will do that today according to the will of the Lord. According to the will of the Lord. According to the will of the Lord. Today has a perfect order. Not, I can't wait for tomorrow. No, what you're saying is, I can't wait for things to turn around. That power lies within your ability to take dominion. To take dominion. What does that mean? It means you are earth. God said, let's make man and let's give them dominion. What did God give you? The garden. No, he gave you dominion over the garden. And then he put a tree in the garden. And he said, all these trees you can eat. That tree, what did he say about it? No. No. He said no. Why did God put a no in the garden when yeses seem so pleasant? Why is there no's in our lives? When yeses, wouldn't it be awesome? Wouldn't it be great? Have you ever thought it'd be wonderful if someone just left me inheritance of great wealth? Wouldn't that be awesome? If someone just, thank you. Yeah, I'll say yes, it would. It would be awesome. If someone just left me, you're a free dancer, aren't you? How could I say no to that? Wouldn't it be awesome if someone just said, I'm leaving you an inheritance of great wealth. Yes, it would be. Well, it happened. God said, I've given you the kingdom. You've inherited Christ's wealth. Thank you. We have a great inheritance. But inheritance, wealth, isn't what you're looking for. You're looking for happiness. You're looking for joy. You're looking for fulfillment. You're looking for satisfaction. And that comes only through Christ. It's the only way. Another job, another friend, another husband, another wife, another child, another grandkid, another right. None of it. It's going to be, it's happy. It's, yeah, I like it. Yeah. But yeses don't make you happy. No's make you happy. You don't know it, but they do. It wasn't the yeses that empowered Adam and Eve in the garden. It was the no. The no was the only thing that could keep them in power in the garden. There had to be a no, because God made us to live by faith. The world is a place of faith. The earth is a place of faith. Yeses don't build faith. No's do. God said, if you celebrate the no, you'll enjoy all the yeses. But if you don't accept the no, the yeses will cruel rule over you. See, the earth is a powerful place, and you know that. You live in it. And if you don't take dominion over it, you can't enjoy it, because it's going to take dominion over you. It's going to have you doing all kinds of things you don't want to do. Feeling ways you don't want to feel, thinking things you don't want to think, doing things you don't want to do. Paul talked about it. He said, that's who I was. But then he said, but I thank God through Christ, now I have the mind of God. You know, the key to a great inheritance, it's not getting it. It's managing it. The word talks about the prodigal son. He had an inheritance from his father. His father gave it to him. What a great day. Dad, can I have? Yes, he gave it to him. And it about destroyed him, didn't it? It made him and gave him the mind of a servant. It made him act like an animal. It's called carnal-mindedness. Makes you act like an animal. Do things you shouldn't do, say things you shouldn't say, have no respect for anything or anyone or even yourself, because you have no honor and respect for God. But that can all change in a second, and God knows that. That's why he sent Christ. We have to do something today, because we will never see tomorrow. We have to accept Christ today, because he's not coming tomorrow. He's here today. Tomorrow will never show up, and he told us, don't say tomorrow. say, we will do this and we will do that today if the Lord wills. He said, rejoice, saying, this is the day God has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. When a prophecy comes forth, it isn't really a future event. It's a present event received by faith in what? The Word of God. And what's so powerful about it? It gives you dominion in the earth, because if you don't exercise dominion over the earth, it will exercise dominion over you. It will destroy you. It will tell you you're naked. It will tell you you're disobedient. It will tell you you're no good. It will try to bring you down to its level in the grave. That's why the Word says the wages of sin is death. It's not God saying, bad boy, I'm going to kill you. He's saying, no, if you do sin, you're going to die. You're killing yourself. But if you receive Christ, it's so easy. Jesus, I don't even know all that I'm asking, because I'm asking for more than I know. But I receive your gift. I receive your Word. I can't figure it out. I just believe. You put something in me, it's called faith, and I can do that. I can believe something I don't understand. I believe you. You said it, I believe. God spoke, and they believed. The woman that came to Jesus and said, would you heal my daughter? What did he say to her? What was his answer? No. Why would he do that? Because she needed power to get what he wanted to give her. He needed to awaken her faith. And when he said no, faith rose up for a yes. You need the no in order to be empowered. You need to be excited about a no. If you do not accept the no's God brings, you are inviting disappointment into your life. It will never turn out good. Ever. Your will never make you happy. It will disappoint you. That's why God said, pray. Jesus said, they said, how do we pray? He said, pray God's will be done and not yours. How did Jesus have the power to take the cross? He prayed the prayer, not my will, your will be done. We see how he felt in the garden. Father, if there's any way this cup can pass from me, that's where he was. If we cannot do this, I would really, really like that. What empowered him? Nonetheless, what does that mean? Not my will, your will be done. What happened? He went to the cross. The earth is a powerful place. God made it powerful when he spoke into it and he blessed it. He made it very powerful. And Christ at that time was known as the Word of God. Everything created was Christ. The Word tells us so. All things were created through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. You're very close to Jesus. You just don't know it. All you have to do is say, Lord, I believe, I receive. And I'm going to act on faith. I'm not going to be who I was. I'm going to be who you've called me to be. I'm not going to wait for tomorrow to get better. I'm not going to say I'm trying. I'm going to say I'm dying. Today I die to myself. I live unto you. When you die, you will immediately know that there is a different reality, far more real than this one. You don't want to wait till then in order to experience it, because you'll have made the wrong decisions and you won't be able to see where you need to go. You need the light. We are called the sons of light. We are called the children of light. His Word is light. God is light. Christ is light. You need to see. It's important to know. When we say around here, celebrate the no's, what are we saying? Celebrate your faith. Know that your steps are ordered of God. Why would we celebrate the no? So you can enjoy the yeses. God said, I've given you dominion over all the garden. Why did God create a serpent? And why? The Word says it was the most cunning beast, not the most cunning devil, the most cunning beast that the Lord made. Why did he do that? So Adam and Eve could enjoy the power of the earth, so they could receive and demonstrate a no, God has said. So when the serpent says, do this, they have the power to say no. No is the word of power, not yes. Because getting a yes doesn't call on your faith. It takes no faith to receive a yes. And without faith, it is impossible to walk in the favor of God. But the religious, when they get a no, they rebuke it. and call it the devil. No, it's a blessing. The tree in the garden of knowledge and good and evil was not an evil tree. It was a good tree. God said it's good, and he blessed it. God called it good because it was good. Well, and the devil came in and tempted man. Well, actually, that's not what it says. It says the serpent, which God made, which was a beast of the field, tempted them. God put that there on purpose so they had power to take dominion and enjoy the earth. That's why he put it there. A no is your blessing if you know how to celebrate it. God, I thank you for your answer. I thank you. Why did he tell the woman no? Because he said, you need faith for me to do what you're asking me to do, and you are not of the household of faith. So let's get you there. No. It's not meet to give you the bread that belongs to the children. She said, well, even the children, here's faith talking, even the children get to eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. He said, be it according to your word. That moment, God healed her. Did he not want to? Of course he wanted to. It's not his will that any should perish. His thoughts towards you are better than you could imagine in the deepest recesses of your imagination. But God is saying to you, I want you to know, number one, I'm here. I am here. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I'm here, right now, today. The church has walked in disappointment because we keep waiting for the coming of the Lord so we can enjoy the blessing of God. The word never, ever, ever said that. When the disciples are standing there looking at Jesus when he left, the angels say, why are you staring up at heaven? Go and declare what you know, what you've seen. Live in the presence and the power of God. The glory of God is going to unfold in a multitude of ways. You don't want to have to wait for a day down the road. You want to walk in the road of today. It's the Lord's day. Man, if you think about it, there's been so many people that have died and went to heaven and thought they never experienced the coming of Jesus. I experience that coming every single day. I open my eyes. The Jesus on the cloud is not a different Jesus than the Jesus in the earth, than the Jesus in you. What's the difference? How many gods are there? There's one. And where is he? Lo, y'all, hey, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I am an Emmanuelist. Matthew 1:23. And a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which is God with us. You know what 123 is? My birth date. I am an Emmanuelist. You know what the book of Matthew is? It's the first book in the book of the New Testament. I am an Emmanuelist. I was born to be an Emmanuelist. What do you mean? I was born to believe God is with me. So he comes on a cloud, the heavens split. We go, glory to God in the highest. Am I going to go, oh, I didn't know you, or you're finally here? Or would I say, another glory of God? What's the difference? He said, I'm giving you power to bear witness that I'm with you. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. Waiting for tomorrow is disappointing because we'll never see it. And we never get to live in it because it never is tomorrow. It's always only today. This is the day. You see the wisdom and the power of God in this is the day? I know I'm messing with my mic here. Sorry, Andrew. This is the day God has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. What are you going to do? Let's see. Everyone, this is the day God has made. What am I doing? I'm being obedient to the word of God. Look how easy it is to obey God. When I became born again, I didn't do anything. I didn't even know what happened. I just felt the Spirit of the Lord draw me out. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is drawing you out today. Yeah. Someone in the car asked me on the way home, what happened? I said, I don't know. I just feel different. I wasn't schooled. I didn't know. I didn't know anything. I was as ignorant about being born again as a cow out in the field is. Or as my daughter once said, look, Daddy, a wild cow. I went, well, kinda, I guess. Not by might nor by power. This is what I'm talking about. Christ isn't someone that just showed up. He's been here since the beginning. When he was revealed as man, he paid for your sins. God said, I'm going to make him you. And you are going to pay for your sins, but not you. I am crucified with Christ, but not I. It's no longer I that live, it's Christ that lives in me. Do you hear it? We are crucified with Christ. Well, he was crucified. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Christ lives in me. Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. And he's present right here, right now. Not in a different reality, in a present reality that is your alter reality. A different reality for you. And it's so easy that you miss it. You can't qualify. You can't justify. You just receive. I receive it, Lord. I receive. I believe. Do the work in me that needs to be done. You don't even know what needs to be done in you. God does things in you all the time. How many have been saved for a while? You ever wake up one day and go, wow, God did that work in me. I didn't even know I needed it done. You ever done that? Yeah. And if you say no, I know you're not telling the truth. I'm not going to call you a liar because that wouldn't be nice, but you're not telling the truth. We wake up all the time saying, oh, God, you did a great work in me. I was praying one night not that long ago, and I just had an experience with, I'm just going to say, the glory of God. And I felt like, man, I am so unworthy. I feel like I need to get saved all over again. I hadn't done anything. Well, I had. I've been seeking God, praying, reading the Word, and I just felt like, man, I feel like I need to get saved again. What did you do? I didn't do anything. Reading the Word, seeking God, praying. But what I saw was me trying to be something that I didn't have to try to be. It was still as rotten and dirty as anything could be. And what it made me do is look away from me and look to Him. For a moment, I was aware of myself without Him. I wasn't, but it is as though God opened my eyes and said, with all that you do, all the studying, all the praying, all the believing, all the prophesying, this is what you'd look like to yourself if I weren't interfering for you on your behalf. And that's what I saw. I for all that I know, I don't live a life of any kind of sin. I don't want to. I'm happy. I love seeking God, serving God, loving God, obeying God, prophesying the Word, hearing from God. I don't know anything that I do, but when I saw me with everything that I could do right, I still look wrong. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. He is perfect, however, and He perfectly made and designed me just like He did you. But it showed me there is no good you can do that justifies who you are in Him. He did it all. And all we have to do is say, Lord, I receive it. This is a perfect day. This is the order of a perfect day. Today's the day everything good is going to happen. Everything you want to happen happens today. And even though God has not answered your prayers in certain areas, you need to say, you actually really did. You gave me a no. That was your answer. God always answers your prayers, even when it is a no. Because a no from God is still an answer from God that will empower you by having faith when you hear a no, because it doesn't take a faith to hear a yes or to see or experience a yes, but it does take faith to see and experience a no. And it is that no that empowers you to believe just like it was the no to blind Bartimaeus when the disciples said, "Hush, be quiet, go away," and he shouted out the more. What happened? He rose up, he dropped off his cloak, which was just like throwing off the flesh and walking in the spirit of faith, and he said, "Jesus, thou son of David." And what happened? Jesus responded, and Jesus healed him. He was right there, willing to do it all the time, but that faith has to come out of you. And you have to realize that God is ever good, so present, so powerful, so authoritative, so God. I don't have to wait to walk in His presence. I can't get away from His presence. Neither can you. Where could I go from the presence of the Lord, the Scriptures say? Where could I flee from His Spirit? If I take wings and could fly to the uttermost part of the earth, He would be there from one end to another. If I made my bed in hell, He would still be there. Where could I go from the presence of the Lord, and where could I flee from His Spirit? Nowhere. It isn't about His presence coming. It's about us coming in to His presence. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, Charlie Brown. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, which a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He is God with us. So God with us. And when God takes you, and God shapes you, and God molds you, and He does it through what you call disappointments, how much better would life be if instead of disappointments, you called it empowerment? God is empowering me. Adam, Eve, you need a no. You need a serpent. You need the most cunning beast of the field to say something to you, so you have the opportunity to say no to it. That gives you dominion over all the beasts of the field. That serpent was key to their dominion over every creature that moved upon the face of the earth. Because it took faith to say no to something that looked so good and tempting to the eye. And as long as they said no, they were empowered and could enjoy all the yes and amen. So God's saying to you today, this generation of people, regardless of your age, hey, what if we just believe we forget how to get old? We believe we forget how to get weak. We believe we forget how to get sick. We believe we forget how to die. What if we believe that today? Not someday. No, well, let's just do it, because there is no someday. There's only today. The sum of days is today. Today is someday. What if we just believe? Well, what if, no, just what if we believe? Well, what, no. Don't let doubt rule your mind. What if we just believe? Well, I feel, who cares how you feel? God never said, if you feel right, I'll receive you. The kingdom of God isn't about what you do. The kingdom of God is what you believe. I believe the kingdom of God is within me. That's what Jesus said, so I believe it. Your feelings are not Lord. He is. He is Lord over your emotions. He's Lord over your mind. He's Lord over your fear. He's Lord over your doubt. He's Lord over your pain. He's Lord over your sorrow. He's the Lord of peace. He's the Lord of goodness. He's the Lord of glory. He's God ever present with you. He's not only Lord in the midst of the storm, He is the storm. He's not only God in the furnace, He is God the furnace. He is the fire. Fear not, for the Lord your God is with you. God shaping this generation today. And the reason He's doing it is Jesus is called the chief cornerstone. He wants you shaped just like Him. All the wealth in creation, all the things you get, is not what it's about. Just isn't. And you can get and you can be blessed in things, and things are kind of a blessing. They're just more enjoyable and more means for bragging rights a lot of times. But the reality is whatever is about the elements of the kingdom, what is about the kingdom of God, what is about who Christ in you is, that's what's important. And then all the other things God will bring to you. That's why He said, seek first the kingdom of God and then everything else will come. And it will. And it will come in such overwhelming waves. And it's not what will bring you your joy. It's the no's you've celebrated in. It's the I trust in the Lord. It's the faith that God raises up in you, because God's shaping your mind. He has taken a chisel. And you're the chisel. And He's just driven you through the hardest stone on earth. Not to drive you and cement you in a spot, but to use you to shape what He has created, to shape His will in the earth, to shape His image in the earth through you. And with that perfect order, that perfect alignment, what He's doing is He's taking all the broken pieces out, straightening all the crooked edges, so everything is symmetrical, everything is exact, everything is precise. So what is being built stands strong. It is a witness for who He is, and you get to walk in the joy and the power of it. And what God builds, no one can remove or destroy or dismantle. And then He builds it and fills it with all the treasures of His kingdom. And that's why He's made you a chisel, driving you through the chiefest of stone. This is the order of a perfect day. This is the day God has made. I rejoice. I'm glad in it. I'm glad in this day. I'm glad for this moment. I'm glad for the word of the Lord. And what I'm so glad is God is always going to answer me every single time. God not only knows the word no, He created it. It belongs to Him. And He uses it for His glory so He can bring you in. God doesn't need anything from you. Come on. Doesn't need you to be good. He needs you to believe, and He will be good in you. He's the goodness of the Father. This is a perfect day. This is the order of a perfect day. And in the know is the power to celebrate and enjoy the pleasures of the yeses. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. It's happening today. Jesus is coming today. He's coming on a cloud today. He's coming on the sea today. He's coming from the four winds, from the four corners of the earth. Today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the God of all things. He is ever present in His fullness at all times. And there will be different forms of God's glory, and we will see Him from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and it will never end. So let's receive who He is today. Because you have no need to see tomorrow to know Him better. Because you can know Him for who He is today. God, we give You praise. We thank You. Father, we love you. We worship you. Stand with me this morning. Let's pull on heaven for just a minute here. Father, we give you praise. The kingdom of God is within our grasp. So your word tells us, so it is. Your word is Jesus. Jesus, you are the word of life. God, we give you praise. The word of God isn't just pages and letters and words. It's the word of life. That's why in the Bible and in Revelations, it is called the book of life, the word of God. Father, we give you praise this day. Thank you for the living word. Thank you for your testimony. We pull upon the heavens of God, Lord, to see our eyes opened, to see as you see, to know as you know, to hear what you would have us to hear. We pull on heaven today saying, those that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the body, to the church, to the people, to us. Lord God, be glorified in these people here. Those that are viewing, everyone that will say, yes, Lord, I receive who you are, for you are, that you are. God with us today. This is a perfect day you have made. And in you I rejoice, and I'm glad in it. Say, Jesus, I receive you for who you are. My Lord, my Savior, my past is gone. The only thing that is today, blessed of you, empowered by you. Come on, favored of you. This is, come on, say it, the greatest season of my life. Jesus, I receive you, who you are, and what you are, and that you are. God with me. God be glorified in me. Open my eyes. Let me see with the eyes of the Spirit. I have them. You've given them to me. I'll pay attention. Today is my day. Come on, say it. Today, mean it. Today. Today is my day. God has given me this day. And I rejoice, and I'm glad in it. I thank you for it, Father. You don't need the earth. You just need the day. The earth belongs to God, but he's given us this day. Things won't make you happy. Your faith will. Your faith makes you happy. When you do something that requires faith, and you get it done, how happy do you feel? How exhilarating is it when you know you've done something by faith and you accomplish it by faith? It just is like, yeah. You enjoy it. There's pleasure in it. There's blessing. It remains. There's no, I shouldn't have done that. I wish I had. Oh, I got what I wanted. But it was no, getting what you want isn't what God wants you to get. Getting who he is who you are. And that's what he wants you to get. And Father, we praise you for it this day. I see an incredible day here and now. I see people walking in the favor of today, saying the Lord has blessed us today. The Lord has blessed me today. I see things changing in the order of one moment's time in one day, the day today that you are in. News coming from the kingdom of God, not from man. God is sending his word through people, saying what he wants them to say. This is the day. 24 hours from now, it will be today. Same day. 48 hours from now, it will be today. Same day. 72 hours today. Same day. Let us rejoice and be glad in the day God has made. And this day is Christ. Jesus, Christ within us. And God, we give you praise. And everybody shout it. Come on, shout to the Lord, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. reach out to God with a voice of praise. Give the Lord a shout for all that He is doing and all that He has done. He has made the past of His work your present now and forever. And Lord, we rejoice in it. Man, great things, just great things are happening today. Today, today, today. All the yeses are already approved by God. It's already been approved of the Lord. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that's called you to glory and virtue. He's already confirmed and signed and sealed the yes and amens. Just walk in the joy of your faith today. Today I just get to believe. It's all I have to do is believe. And God does the rest because He's Christ living in you. What a great season. Give the Lord a shout one more time.